And good Tuesday morning here on this August 13th. Maybe a passing cloud or two and still some showers in the area. 77 degrees to start our morning. I'm Sam Spank. Glad you're with us. Joining us here in studio with the City of Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. Mark, always great to have you here in studio. And for one last time, as we just got up speaking of, but I've always appreciated these interviews. It's always been a good one. But we preview tonight's commission meeting, 6:30. Of course, in the regular room that they always have it in. Real quick, I guess we'll just give them that basic information. Where is what is it? What building is it in again?
It's at City Hall, and it's at 6:30. And if you need access, impaired access, if you'll come to the east side, and there's a ramp down, and you can come in and take the elevator up to the second floor, and it'll be at the in the city commission room.
There you go. You think after 75 times of interviewing, yet I would have remembered where it is. But either way, we get through our agenda here, which today it kind of goes against the norm. You guys have actually got quite a bit to talk about tonight.
Yes, it's kind of a full page, and wherever you'd like to start, the consent agenda is approval of the minutes, and then the appropriations, and this time they're large numbers, and I do want to kind of stress that we do have an electric plant, and those the electric plant usually the cost of operation and that is usually about $56 million. When parts break in that, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah,
but it is, and I always like to clarify that because sometimes we look at numbers and
red
those
flags
are
immediately.
Sometimes as high as $4 or $5 million, but that usually reflects what has happened at the electric plant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you're right. It's, well, even just in a more basic form, electronics nowadays. Heck, you break your phone, you got to pay $400 or $500. There you go.
That's
it's ridiculous. But, okay, so some items there in the consent agenda as well as regular agenda items as well.
Yes. Tonight we will introduce our new fire chief. His name is Billy Cockman. He's from Jacksonville, Florida,
nice.
And has a very extensive background in fire. He brings us a lot of knowledge, a lot of training, involved in a lot of training down in Jacksonville, but good guy, and fell in love with Coffeyville and decided to come and join us. And so tonight we'll officially welcome to the city commission and to the public.
Absolutely. You got to love. And, you know, I have some friends nowadays that are getting into it as well. Firemen and just really all servicemen in general and women are very passionate about their job. And you got to love to when they find an area that they're really comfortable with. And we know this guy is certainly used to the humidity, so there's one thing he won't have to get used to, certainly.
I'm still getting used to it.
It is a nightmare sometimes, my goodness. Not only that, but we got reawakening update, and then well, no wonder you guys are talking quite a bit to stuff. It's almost budget time.
Yes. In fact, the reawakening is going to give an update. Of course, this is something great for Coffeyville, revitalizing or reawakening, better to say, downtown. It's a great group. This is good for Coffeyville, for the future, and bringing back to life something that's a beautiful downtown and beautiful buildings, but to get in businesses in there and make it a destination, not only for the citizens of Coffeyville, but for the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I hear a lot of times, whether it's on social media or it's usually the place to go to for complaints, but social media or around town, something like that, you know, they're always talking about housing and homes and things. And you know, I understand it is kind of an eyesore sometimes when they're condemned homes or collapsing homes or areas that are basically off limits of building or things like that. But it takes basic infrastructure, I would believe. And to start, you know, unfortunately, it does take a little bit of business and money rolling through, and a nice downtown area that's thriving really will speak into the neighborhoods. I mean, if you have a downtown area that's thriving, maybe there's not a whole lot of people living there now. Maybe they build more apartments later, but at the same time, once you get some money flowing, then you can start getting the houses that surround a little bit better. So hopefully, again, you look at it a little bit more optimistically, but, you know, That's what the transparency is there for, and again, these commission meetings as well. So,
I know we look forward to working with the Reawakening Group, and they do. If you're not involved, you can find a way. They'll be glad to have something for you to do. But in fact, this weekend they're doing a little pickup project downtown, and it's through volunteers. But there's many ways to get involved with the Reawakening, and they're such a good group. They're very positive about Coffeyville. And in fact, almost all are either residents or former residents, which classes, they've reached out to former citizens of Coffeyville, and these people are getting back involved through distance, and it's a super thing.
Yeah, you got to love it. You got to love when, people reach out, whether, follow their dreams, and sometimes it takes them internationally or to New York sometimes.
Yes,
and now we've got somebody back here in
Coffeyville. Mr. Pratt, exactly. We always look forward to him coming back.
Exactly. And then it looks like, again, budget time, the public hearing for it, and then also maybe a resolution to approve and authorize tonight.
Yes, and I just want to say the commission and staff, and my thanks go out to staff for their hard work, and especially Stephanie Richardson, our finance director. But the commission put before us a goal that we achieved, and they worked hard through the budget. But our intention is to hold the mill levy. It is, and of course, the mill levy is never finalized until November, and those are where the final numbers go. But it should stay what we project, and that is at 53.130 mills, which was the same as last year. So we're holding budget. We did have valuation hurt us. It went down. It's something cities have trouble with. And, of course, we had less revenue through our franchise fees. But through it all, staff gave up a lot. And we worked out, and for consideration tonight, the commission will have a sound budget that is balanced, and we will hold the mill levy.
Great. Again, it's obviously that time of the year really for everybody. I was speaking with Dr. Craig Corral, which, again, by the way, glad to hear that resolutions have been made with that relationship, and you guys are continuing to make strides there. But, same with him. They've been crunching numbers, and it seems like it's just that time of year. You know, tax season's in the springtime, but my goodness, budget season is just, it's a mess too. But so we've got some new business items here as well.
Yes, we're looking at Montgomery County Planning Commission and appointment of Johnny Sutherland. And, of course, we're always, there's various boards and we do have various positions. You can always check with City Hall if you would like to get involved. We would appreciate it, but for consideration would be the appointment of Johnny Sutherland to the Montgomery County Planning Commission.
Great. And then it also looks like the disbursements of the liquor tax are going to start going some places.
The liquor tax. There's certain state requirements that we have to do, but tonight for consideration would be the DARE program, the Boys and Girls Clubs, Girls Club of Coffeyville, the FKHS, After Prom Committee, and the Four County Mental Health Center, and the commission will consider those, and those funds will be distributed possibly to those groups.
Great. And again, three great groups within themselves. And then also tonight, a moment ago, we were speaking about electric utilities and how expensive they may be, but you got to cover them as well.
Yes.
Got to have some insurance guys, right?
And this is, it's $459,000 for the insurance for the electric. And like I said before, you look at as far as the appropriations, and those numbers get real high, but keep in mind, we have an electric. So,
yeah, exactly.
So those things are expensive.
And I don't know if you guys have tried to live without electric, but it is drastically different. So,
yes.
Definitely need that. And then a change order looks like as well.
Yes, this is to Graham Construction, and it's for the CDBG part, which is a grant, but this is the non-part. of the grant is 10th Street road improvements between Buckeye and Gillum. And it's just it's the finalize of that part, and that way for their consideration they can close that.
Nice. And you know, obviously it gets annoying sometimes. I mean, believe me, I'm from Colorado. I can, road construction is not an issue, but you got to see, you got to like to see it sometimes, especially some improvements on some major roadways and some areas that desperately need it, certainly. So some final items here on the agenda as well. Mm-hmm. A few resolutions.
Yes. What we have is it's a program. It's through the federal government, through KDOT, to us, and it's an exchange program. And the results of that, after doing the paperwork for projects that we've completed, they would award us in roughly about $105,000, which can be used for future road improvements. So nice. It's a federal program run through the state.
Nice. And then the retention incentive as well, looks like.
And this, I truly want to reach out, and I know the commission, they'll say that tonight for their consideration. This is, we value the business of Parmac. They're a great company, and there has been a buyout, in a sense. But it is one of those to retain them in Coffeyville, and it's an incentive. We will also be matching what Montgomery County is doing to in an effort to keep them there.
Great. Again, speaking.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Yeah. Said there, here.
There you go. Again, speaking with City Manager of the City of Coffeyville, Mark Hall, here this morning as we kind of wrap up the regular agenda items here. Any final notes or shout-outs? We're just kind of giving that basic information again tonight. When and where is that meeting happening?
I just wanted to, it is tonight at 6:30. It's in the commission room on the second floor. Please come out and be involved. But I'd also like to sit there and thank the citizens. We are going through some changes and to make Coffeyville a great place to live and work. It is one of those, it's the commission's dream. And I do thank the public for bearing with us as we go through these changes, and we are working to make Coffeyville the great place it deserves to be.
Great. Well, again, I thank you, Mr. Mark Hall, for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Again, City Manager of the City of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, and good luck, Sam.
Thanks so much. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.